Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. Work at a mine site near Kambalda in the Goldfields has been suspended as WorkSafe investigates the death of a 21-year-old man. Police were called in yesterday afternoon. Officers remain on site. A report will be prepared for the coroner. Annual inflation continues to ease, dropping to 3.6% in March from 4.1% in December. But prices are still rising faster than the Reserve Bank would like, which could keep interest rates on hold for longer. Perth has experienced the biggest growth in property prices of all the capital cities in the past year. New figures from Domain show the median price for a house has jumped more than 16% to nearly $778,000. Units are now sitting at $425,000, up 17% since March last year. And nearly $32 million will be invested into WA's screen industry over the next 4 years, with a key focus on building the workforce to enhance local production skills and capabilities. Arts Minister David Templeman says he hopes it sends a clear message to those currently studying within the creative industries.
Young men and women who are in the industry, studying in the industry, who are our producers, directors, our technical staff, our performers, there's work that will be here ongoing for them to stay in WA.
In sport, Bulldogs coach Luke Beveridge is expecting a fierce competition from the Dockers at Optus Stadium this weekend, with the home side coming off the back of last week's derby loss.
They probably didn't have their best game last week, but prior to that, you know, they went pretty good. Obviously, losing a couple of close ones and winning their first three. So I don't think they've been inconsistent. They just didn't probably have the week that they were after last week.
The Eagles are away to the Suns on Sunday. Defender Tom Barris is currently before the AFL Tribunal, challenging a one-match ban for rough conduct.